Morning again.
あらためましておはようございます。
You might find out something about me today you don't know. This morning, Kaori and I and you will be talking about a very important subject of prayer.
今日はまだ、ほとんどの皆さんが知らないお話をすると思います。お祈りについてお話をします。
It is our plan to begin with prayer and to end with prayer. And I never do anything by myself, so I have asked three friends, Jacob and Charles and Gaku, to please pray at the end of our talking. We can never do too much prayer.And one more thing. For me, prayer is... Sorry.
今は私もちょっと分かってないとか お話の最初と最後をお祈りで始め終わりたいと思いますが、ガクさんとチャールズさんとジェコブさんに、最後にお祈りを、頼んで。
And the other thing I want to say in the beginning.For me and for many Christian people, prayer is something that we deeply believe in. Number one, because we believe in God. We believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And we believe that prayer is, for me, a way of life. I pray every morning. One, because I wake up with a fast heartbeat every day. And I pray during that time that it will stop.And when it does, then I can be here this morning with a normal heartbeat. So every day I pray, even without that situation.
お祈り、ごめんなさい、私台本にないことを正直に言うと言うのはすごく苦手なんですね。聖書の創世記から黙示録まで書いてあることも信じるに値する聖書はそういう書物ですから、それと同時にお祈りというのも本当に素晴らしく、信じていくものです。
Okay, now turn your Bibles please to Matthew 6.
マタイの6章を開いてください。
Verses 9 through 13. We stopped in the reading before with verse 8, so now we're doing 9 through 13. And all the people who got an email from me last night,They got your phone. Now we're going to read together the Lord's Prayer in Japanese first and then in English.
マタイ6章の9節から13節をお読みいたしますが、多分英語話す方たちにと思うんですけど、昨夜エロイズさんからのメールがあった方は一緒に読みますのでよろしくお願いします。
だからこう祈りなさい。天にまします。我らの父よ、願わくは皆をあがめさせたまえ。御国を来たはせたまえ。御心の天になるごとく、地にもなさせ。たまえ我らの日曜の糧を今日も与えたまえ我らに罪を犯す者を我らが許すごとく我らの罪をも許したまえ我らを心身に合わせず悪より救くいい出したまえ国と力と都会とは限 ぎりなく何時も飲むのなればなりあねん。
I will read in easy to read version. Our Father in heaven, we pray that your name will always be kept holy. We pray that your kingdom will come, that what you want will be done here on earth, the same as in heaven. Give us the food we need for each day. Forgive our sins.Just as we have forgiven those who did wrong to us. Don't let us be tempted, but save us from the evil one.
It is said that one should never say never. I hope I didn't say never to Tatsushi and Joel. I think what I said to Brother Osborne, each time he said to me, why don't you do a testimony?Presenting my faith testimony, I always said, may the work I do speak for me. He respected my decision to decline to do a testimony before today. However, since the theme of this congregation for 2019 and possibly for 2020 has been prayer, I was inspired to share my strong belief in the positive power of prayer.And how, when, and where I have had prayers answered. Not all of them, but just some of them.
英語で Never say never という言葉があるそうですが、できないと言っちゃダメ、できないなんて言わない、言わないんだ、みたいな。そういう言葉が あるようなんですけども、オズボーン兄弟が私に何度かこの教会で私自身の信仰の証しをしてくれないかと頼んできました。でその時私はいつもこう言いました。私の行いが私の信仰を語るように。でオズボーン兄弟は私が彼の申し出を辞退するという私の決断を尊重してくれました。しかし2019年、多分おそらく2020年もこうなるのではないかと思いますが、この教会のテーマは祈りだということで、私は祈りの実際的な力に対する私が持っている強い信念を皆さんと分かち合わせていただきたい、全てではないですけれども、その祈りのいくつかのエピソードを今日はお話しさせていただきたいと思っています。
I always think that there are 100 questions that Japanese people ask non-Japanese people. But there is one that I know for sure that is asked, and that is, where are you from? Today I give you my serious answer, not my silly one. I was born in America, in the state of Georgia. I lived in Alabama. I lived in New York State, aka Long Island, New York.In New York City, in Texas, California, and Liberia, West Africa, and in Japan. And I have been here since. I spent the longest time of my life in Japan.
日本でよく聞かれる質問の一つに、あなたはどちらの出身ですかというものがあります。いつもふざけて答えたりしてるんですけども真面目にそう答えますと、私はアメリカ合衆国のジョージア州に生まれ、アラバマ州、ニューヨーク州、ニューヨーク市、テキサス州、カリフォルニア州、また西アフリカのリベリア共和国に住んだことがあります。そして今は日本に住んでいます。そして住んだ長さは日本が一番長いです。
One of the first memories in my life is waking up in church during a summer revival meeting. I have always been and still am a church going and trying to live right person. In my childhood, I was baptized at age 10with all of my same age cousins, and there were probably half a dozen of us. I became a member of the First Baptist Church. During those early years, my mother dealt with problems with her older sibling. She was the youngest of 11 children. She lived in her parents' house, and I lived with her, and my brother did too. But the older sister who lived next door was a mean sister. Anyway, they fought over the land and the house. Her brother-in-law of one of the older sisters filed a court suit on her behalf. He lost. She lost the court case. But she did teach her children how to pray. And one of my memories is being in her bedroom with my mother in the middle, my brother on one side, and I on the other. She got down on the floor by the bed, and she prayed with us. And from that time, I have been praying, but not before then. For Christian families or for American families here in this congregation, maybe you have the same or similar background, where you learn how to pray. Not necessarily standing, but on your knees, praying with your head down like this. That's how my life began. Also, I lived in a church Christian community. We had prayer in school every day. We had devotion every day. We sang Christian songs, and we also sang patriotic songs. And we prayed every single day from first grade through 12th grade. We had Bible teachers come in from the state to teach Bible classes. There was also Bible camp in the summertime. That's how my life began.
私の人生の最初の記憶は、ある教会で行われたリバイバル集会の最中、教会で目を覚ましたという記憶です。私はいつも教会に行く人でした。バプテスマを受けた時、私は10歳で、同い年か同じくらいの年のいとこたちと一緒に受けました。そして第一バプテスト教会の会員になりました。私の母が母は母自身の年上の兄弟たちと家や土地の問題で、ちょっと裁判になったんですけれども、そういうちょっと辛い状況がすごく辛い状況があったんですが、その時に先ほどエロイズさんが見せてくださったように、まずお母さんが真ん中にこう座って、こう座って頭を垂れてひざまずいて、それでお父さんがこちらに、エロイさんはこちらに、一緒にいて、お母さんをこのようにして祈っているというところ、そういう記憶、そのような、幼少期、その母が祈っていたという記憶、がある、そのような、記憶があります。また、そのようにしてお母さんが、エロイズさんや他の兄弟たちに神様に直接祈る方法を教えてくれた、って実際的に教えてくれたそうです。そのまたその当時公立のアメリカの公立の学校では毎日、毎日聖書の聖句の音読をし、賛美歌を歌い、お祈りをするということが持たれていました。また週に2回のチャペル礼拝も水曜日と金曜日に行われていて、またキャンプ、バイブルキャンプとか、あとは、外部講師の先生も呼んで、そのように学校の中でも、御言葉に触れる、祈ったり、そのような機会があったそうです。
The next part of today's story isThe story I told at this church many times. I don't know who's still here from when I first told this story. This is my life-changing story. The Bible verse that's associated with this is Matthew 24:41. And we didn't make a biblical application. This is just what happened. I'm skipping ahead here. Go back. One year while I was on vacation from New York City where I had gone from this small community to live and work, my cousin and I were always making plans together, and that year, one year, we planned for me to be baptized into the Church of Christ, which had come to this small town but never was successful and had probably only a half a dozen members. That was the Church of Christ. But she and I decided that I should be baptized this year on my 18th birthday because in our family we could do whatever we wanted to do when we were 18. So she and I decided that I would be baptized. And I was August 19th or August 20th, something, I'm not sure. But I became a member of the Church of Christ. And my first congregation was the Washington Heights Church of Christ in New York City. That church is still there. It moved about three blocks and is on the corner of 127th and Lenox Avenue. And the whole area is gentrified. Today it is the Harlem Church of Christ. While I was attending this church some years ago, I went to Bible class on Wednesday night, and I cried because I don't go very much here. But I went every Wednesday night, and so did my friends. One Wednesday night, I was riding with my friend, Jeanette Walker, in her $10,000 VW Beetle, a piece of tin. We left the church, went up the hill to my living area. We crossed 155th Street and I think St. Nicholas Avenue. I'm not quite sure about that anymore. Anyway, she went to the store, she bought something, she came out. We moved forward. She decided that she would make a U-turn. She made that U-turn, and as she was turning from the opposite direction, a gypsy cab, which is a non-medallion cab. They didn't pay all the money to get that yellow thing to go on the taxi, instead of a diesel taxi. She made the turn. The gypsy cab ran the light, slammed directly into the car on the driver's side. She was killed instantly. I, in the passenger seat, was saved so I could be here with you today. On the street, I was semi-conscious, and a man who lived in the neighborhood asked me for my phone number. I gave him the phone number. He called my two roommates and told them what had happened. I was not really conscious, just kind of semi-conscious. I don't remember ever giving him that phone number, but I did. My friend Vera Norris, who died in 2014, said to me sometime later that what she thought of was what's written in Matthew 24:41. Not making the scriptural application, but just thinking. I had two friends, and we were tight, about half a dozen of us. Like, she thought, oh my God. I have one friend who has just died, and one who is still living. Wrong application. Christian people think of Bible verses when things happen. They don't think of other things. They think of Bible. And she thought of that. And she told me that sometime later.
パソコン動かなくなったんですけど、ちょっと、はい、携帯でやります。そうですね、エルイズさんは、ニューヨーク市からの休暇中にジョージア州のブレイクリーで18歳の時に2度目の洗礼を、受けたそうです。で、これは自分の自由意志でやったことで、18歳になったら自分が自由にやりたいことをやって、これはエロイズさんの家族のルールでした。私はキリストの教会の会員になりました。私が最初に集った教会の名前はワシントンハイツキリストの教会、現在は HCC という名前の教会です。この教会にいた時に人生を変える経験をしました。水曜日の夜の聖書クラスの後、私は友達のジネット・ウォーカーさんと一緒にフォルクスワーゲンのビートルという車に乗っていました。赤信号で突っ込んできたジプシーキャブという非認可のタクシーが私たちの乗っていた車にぶつかりました。友達が運転していたんですけど、エルイさんが助手席に乗っていて2人で行って、友達は U ターンをして しているところでした。で、彼女の車はターンの U ターンをこう折り返す途中で赤信号の、避妊家のタクシーがぶつかってきたということです。で、友達の、ジネットさんは即死で、私は助手席に座っていたんですが、半分意識はありました。で、たまたま事故現場の近くに行った人が、親切に私に電話番号を聞いてきて、私の、当時の他の2人のルームメイトに伝えてくれました、事故のことを伝えてくれました。そしたら後で聞いたんですけど、2014年頃にハウスメイトの、1人が彼女の最初その事故のことを聞いた時に、マタイ24章41節のところをの聖句ですね、二人の女が嘘を引いていれば一人は取られ一人は残されるという言葉が最初に浮かんだ言葉だったんだっていうふうに後で伝えてくれたんですね。で、ちょうど二人の友人のことを彼女は考えていて、一人が生きてて一人はいなくなった、一人は、取られた、で残った。だけど彼女は正しい霊的な適用をしていなかったなっていうふうに思いますね。それ、私、クリスチャンの人よくやってしまうことなんですけども、聖書の言葉を間違って適用するということがあります。
After the end, standing conscious on the street, I went to deep unconsciousness. Didn't know what happened for hours. I woke up to hear my brother's voice said, oh, you're aliveAnd also I was awake for the testing for internal bleeding. They punch a hole somewhere in your abdomen, check your spleen to see if you've got internal bleeding. I didn't have any. But I had a broken pelvic bone. That's one of the big bones in the body. Pain, 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 and more pain. And actually I had to learn how to walk again. I left the hospital on two walking sticks because I refused to have the crutches. I just asked for pain and I had it for 6 months at least, if not more. One time when I was in Jeanette Walker's home, her mother invited me to come and stay there, mistake number two, trying to go to the bathroom. The bedroom's here, the bathroom was just here. Just trying to cross that space sometimes, the bone would slip out of the socket. Paralyzing pain.Really. Some people here know about pain like that. But anyway, during that hospitalization, I finally decided that I'm alive. If I'm alive, there has to be a purpose. I decided that my purpose for being alive at that point was to go to Liberia and work in the mission school that the church in New York had been sponsoring for many years. And I went.
そして、私は、深い意識不明の状態に入りましたが、弟ジェームズの声を聞いて目を覚ましました、私はレントゲン写真を撮られていて、1回、内出血の検査を行うために血液検査をしたんですけど、その痛み注射でこう血を取るときに目を覚ましたのを覚えています。で、左側の骨盤骨折がありました、でものすごくそれがもう痛くて痛くてもとってつもない痛みで、したで、それが数ヶ月の間続いて、退院するときは、松葉杖2つこれ使ってくださいというふうに病院から言われたんですけど、それも拒否して、かっこ悪いからですけど、山登山するときのウォーキングスティックをこれで行きますって言って退院したっていうことでした、はい、今初めて聞きましたそれで、それでバスルーム退院してからはバスルーム寝室とその浴室、トイレとか浴室の本当にすぐ隣だったんですけど、そこに移動するだけでもものすごく痛くて、それが例えば骨がその関節から抜け落ちるっていうか、こうグラグラ動いちゃうみたいな、その痛みで麻痺する痛みがあって、ものすごく痛かったですね。 して入院し、そういうなんか大変な中で私が生き残った目的があるっていうことに気づいて、で私はアフリカのリベリアっていう国に行って、その所属してた教会が行っていたミッションスクールで働くことにしました。
So I went to Liberia. Church supported me. I didn't raise any money. Men's went all around the country and raised the money, so all I had to do was go. And I went. Started off good. I had a nice apartment in the city near the school. I was going to sign up to stay in Liberia for 25 years.Paul Williams, my friend from Southwestern, and the local Native missionary said, no, no, no. Why don't you just sign up for 5 years? Which was smart. After about 2 months, I was writing letters home and begging, why am I here? What am I doing here? Why'd you let me come here? All kinds of stuff. All of the things that any ALT has ever experienced in Japan, I experienced in Liberia. I can deal with hearing gaijin.What I could not deal with was hearing people whose skin was the same color as mine call me a foreigner. You're a foreigner. Oh, hurt my heart. But I went through that. I was alone in Liberia. Everybody else was a Liberian. I was not, except for the Lebanese who were there. I was all by myself. However, God is good. He introduced me to a lady named Rita Heineck.From New York, and I didn't know her there, but she was there with her husband and children in Liberia. She introduced me to the American Women in Liberia, a social cultural group, and I made many friends there, and because of that introduction, I was able to stay in Liberia for 12 months. 6 months in, back to America for a court trial related to that accident, and back for 6 more months.I made it through 1 year, not the 5, not the 25, but I made it through 1. That was another occasion to pray. When I was in Liberia in those early months, I was lonely, and I told you all that. And I told this story here before. I was by myself, and I had this nice apartment and a big bed. One day, I decided the best thing to do instead of writing letters home and complaining was to pray.So at that bed, I got on my knees again, and I prayed. And my hands were out in front of me, like this. And I prayed, and I prayed, and I cried, and I prayed until I felt better about my situation. I got up from that bed feeling much, much better, and I was able to make it. So I know that prayer works on that occasion and on many other occasions in my life.And in your lives too. I'm not the only one.
そして、リベリアの、モンロビアという西アフリカにあるリベリアという国のモンロビアというところに行って、私は、ここ、最初、25年間やろうと思って登録しようと思って出たんですけど、地元の宣教師のポール・ウィリアムズさんっていう方に、まず5年間にしたら5年間で決めたらいいと思いますよっていうふうにアドバイスを受けました。そしてその2ヶ月後なんと、もう私一体こんなところで何やってんだというそれが2ヶ月で来ました。ここにいらっしゃる AET の人が感じる全てのことを私も経験、カルチャーショックとかいろんなことを経験したわけです。すごい孤独で、私は外国人で、みんなが周りのみんな英語話してたんですけども、あなた外国人でしょとか、そういうもうすごく辛い、時期を過ごしました。ただ、神様が、本当に素晴らしいんですが、そういう時に、友達のリタ・ハイネックさんという方を神様が、くださいました。友達をくださいました。でその後に、そういうソーシャルグループがリベリアにあったんですけど、そういうこうみんなでつながれるようなこうアメリカンウィメン・イン・ライベリアっていうリベリアに住む、アメリカ人の女性たちなんかそういう、こうグループがそこにあったそうなんですけど、そこにもつながることができて、 いろいろ、まあ、あったんですけれども、合計で1年間あの奉仕活動するっていうことができました。でそしてまたあのそのすごく辛かった時に、先ほどのようにあのお祈りしたそうです。で本当にあの、あのようにあの腕を前に広げてベッドのそばにひざまずいて長い時間力強く涙を流しながらお祈りして、その涙も乾ききって自分の状況についてあもう大丈夫だと確信が与えられるまでお祈りする、そのような、経験をしたということです。
Our time is really up, but I have to tell you quickly a couple more things. One, when I got back from Liberia, I got a job working with Dr. Calvin Bowers in his Malibu office. I'd known him since I went to Southwest, and he was my dean there. He was a dean of ethnic studies at Pepperdine, and he also became the equal opportunity officer, and I worked with him in that office for about a year. After that, I got a job at Normie Christian School,as the principal, and I stayed there for 3 years. Another killing job. I had to pray every day and cry every day and get counseling and all that kind of stuff. But after that, a man on a white horse came by and swept me off my feet, and I ended up getting married in Japan on December 24th, 1980. And I came here May 25th, 1981, and I have been here since that time, full-time living.In the meantime, we have two children. One was born in 1982. That was an El Nino year. It was very cold. Our son got asthma. Might still have it. I don't know. He's in California. I don't know. But that first year was terrible. I went to the doctor's office every week, in the hospital and in the doctor's private office. But he grew up.And he's fine. He has his own bicultural family living in Los Angeles. And our second child was born in 1980. I can't tell. Anyway. Yeah, you know, exactly. Exactly, you're right. Both children were underweight, but they gained weight, they grew up. One is in California, the other one is in Oklahoma at OSU getting a PhD. However, the PhD for her will bring her back to Japan, and she will teach linguistics, and also she will be here to work in case there are more catastrophic earthquakes like 2011. That's her other specialty, risk management communication. She'll be back to do that. They can't wait to get back.What I want to say to all of you is, despite the troubles that one has, and I had poisoned skin when I was pregnant with Amy. All of my skin came off. But God kept me alive. I had many, many tentacles. And many tubes of cream I put on my skin. This is all new skin. It's not the skin I was born with. It all went away. God saw me through all of that, and that time I prayed to get well.Hospital, I didn't in New York. I was so scared that I would never make it out of that hospital. I asked the doctors, am I going to get well? And they said, yes. And I did. And I went through all of that, and I'm here today with you to say, prayer is a conversation between you and God, between us and God. God is our friend. God is our Savior. He willanswer your prayers. It's an easy thing to do. Just talk to him. We have a direct line. We don't need internet. We don't need a telephone. We just need our thoughts and our voices and a humble heart. And we can talk to him. Believe it. I'm playing church on her today.
はい、ちょっと時間がないのですごくこう内容をこう変更されました。 アメリカに、あのリベリアからアメリカに戻った時に、カルビン・バウアーズ博士という方が自分の自身の事務所、ペッパーダイン・マリブ事務所で働かないかと声をかけてくださって、私は1年間そこで働きました。その後私はノルマンディ・クリスチャンスクールの校長先生として3年間過ごしました。そして私は日本に来ました。1980年12月24日に結婚し、ここで話すのにはちょっと長すぎるんですね、その話は。で、私は1980年5月15日に日本に移り、それ以来ここに住んでいます。でもちろんそのちょっと話前後しますが、校長先生だった時にもやっぱりまた祈りの時カウンセリングをしたりとか、そういう時期も通りました。そして1982年には息子に恵まれましたが、彼は喘息で、生後すぐに、入院してしまい、大変な時期を過ごしました。何度も数えきれないほど小児科のお医者、喘息専門とするお医者さんに、見ていただいたんですけども、今彼はカリフォルニア州に住んでいて、家庭を持って立派に、過ごされているということです。また、2番目の、お子さんにも恵まれまして、娘なんですけれども、娘は今は応用言語学とリスクマネージメントコミュニケーション学を、オクラホマ OSU というところでの大学で、お勉強されていて、博士課程を今、学んでいるということです。それで、また日本に帰ってきて、日本のために使いたいという思いがあるということです。またその娘さんを妊娠中、すごくポイズンスキンという、ちょっと私調べても分からなかったんですけど、そういうなんか肌の妊娠中になんか肌の病気にかかってしまって、大量の点滴注入と、あと皮膚がこう剥がれ落ちて髪の成長とかも止まるとかって、そういう病気になったそうなんですけれども、それもすごく大変だったんですけど、でもそこでも祈りの、そういう激しく集中的に祈る機会が与えられました。でもこれだけ神皆さんに言えることは、お祈りというのは神様との会話です。神様と私たちの会話、神様は救い主、何でもしておられる方です。気軽に何でも話しかけて良い方です。神様は私たち本当に直接話す、直通電話のように直接話す方ですから、どうぞこの神様は信じましょう。
Okay. One more thing, and this is for Ryan's benefit since he's expecting a baby. When you have time, Ryan and everybody else, please read Psalms 139 verses 13, 14, 15, 16. When you have time, it will help you a lot.あとは、
詩編の39編のどこですか
13節から16節
も、おすすめ、おすすめ、すごく素晴らしい箇所ですので、ぜひ読んでみてください。
Those are all of my stories except for what I do here. If you want to know what I do here, you can talk to me in the realm of prayer. I'll tell you exactly what I do, but not now. Right now, we want to end with prayer. So, Jacob and Charles and Gottlieb, would you please lead us each in a quick prayer? Jacob is up first. I know where Jacob is.
他にもお話ししたかったこともありますが、何か気になる方ぜひ私ぜひいろいろ話しましょう。また、今からさっきお知らせさせていただいた3人の方に、短い大きくお祈りの時間を持っていただきたいと思います。
And to get everybody ready, 30 seconds of silent prayer。
そして、その後30秒ほどの黙祷の時を持ちたいと思います。